When was the last time you made a bad choice because you were afraid? How did that work out for you? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. When you're not actively feeling fear, it's easy to recognize that making decisions out of fear is probably a pretty bad choice. But it's hard to remember that when your heart is pumping, adrenaline coursing through your veins, and the urge to run is kicking back hard in your brain. Now, the key to knowing what to do when you're afraid is what we'll talk about in today's Devo, Fear on the Lake by Allison Wilson Lee. As I stood on the lake's edge, I was observing a genuine SOS moment. A young family member, I'll call him Ford, had just received a kayak for his 10th birthday. He loved to be on the water, so a kayak seemed a fitting gift for him. Since our party took place near a small lake, the family gathered to watch Ford test out his new watercraft. As we admired Ford's skills, he glided toward the bank, laid his paddle in the kayak, and leapt from the boat to the grass. His forward motion set the kayak backwards, moving out of reach, while he stood watching it drift away. We ran to Ford to find out what had happened. He'd gotten scared, overwhelmed at being on the water alone, and decided to abandon ship. But Ford had failed to recognize this act would leave his birthday present on the lake with no one controlling it. We watched his bright blue kayak float farther and farther away. Then two fishermen approached, offering to help. After a few expert casts, one of them hooked Ford's kayak and pulled it to shore. Fear had led Ford to make a drastic decision. And though we may not all kayak, we have all been struck with fear and made choices we've later regretted. That day at the lake, Ford had gazed at the vastness of water all around him and felt overpowered. He believed he faced the challenge of managing the kayak all on his own. Yet, he didn't paddle alone that day. Ford had trusted in Christ to forgive his sins and to bring him into a relationship with God. So Jesus was present with Ford. And when we trust in Jesus, believing that his death and resurrection has provided payment for our sins to make us pure in God's sight, he is with us too. Whenever we feel like we're in over our heads, we don't even need to ask Jesus to climb into the boat with us. He's already there. Every time, on every lake, no matter how far from shore we drift. Okay, so let's think about this a little more. Can you think of a time you made a bad decision out of fear? We all have moments when we feel overwhelmed by our circumstances, but Jesus doesn't expect us to handle life alone. How could remembering that Jesus is in the boat with us help us when we feel overwhelmed? Even when we do make bad decisions, Jesus has so much compassion on us. He is eager to help us, and oftentimes the way God helps his people is through his people, like those fishermen helped retrieve Ford's kayak. Has someone ever helped you when you messed up? How? Now, as you and I can read in Mark 6:50, immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." And see for yourself what God says in Matthew 28:20, Mark 6:45 through 54, and Ephesians 4 verse 2 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And if you need a reminder of God's presence throughout the day, why not follow Unlocked on Instagram? Natalie posts encouragement and updates our stories to help you keep God at the center of your day. So follow us at Unlocked Devo. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how to trust Jesus even when you're sick and just aren't getting better. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.